My guest at this time is Pete Sepp. He is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, the largest grassroots taxpayer organization in the country. And he has joined us at virtually every critical step in this debate and this effort towards comprehensive tax reform, which also brings with it, many people hope, comprehensive tax relief. And so as the House and Senate have now passed their versions and we wait for a final version to go to both chambers, we want to check in with Pete to see what we're likely to see when this final bill emerges. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Well, we know that on previous fiscal issues so far in this Congress, it's a lot easier to get the House to go along with the Senate than vice versa. So is our final bill likely to look more like the Senate bill than the House bill?
I think we will see a hybrid bill here. Some of the Senate's provisions will likely prevail, but there is still a lot of discussion going on, and in fact, the first public meeting of the House-Senate Conference on Tax Reform will be occurring next Wednesday, and there we expect to see some of the key issues discussed. How will small business tax relief be provided? The Senate does it through a deduction. The House does it through rate reductions. That needs to be reconciled. Will the death tax be repealed as the House wants to, or will the exemption simply be raised, which is what the Senate wants to do? A surprise provision that the Senate added to its bill at the last moment was to essentially preserve the alternative minimum tax, a very highly complex tax system that snares millions of Americans every year. That needs to be resolved, and we hope the alternative minimum tax will be eliminated the way the House bill does. So those are just a few of the issues.
Well, let's talk about some of this because there's been a couple of concerns that have caused a number of Republicans, particularly in the Senate, to waver a little bit on whether they would support the bill. Let's first of all start with small businesses, also known as pass-throughs. Ron Johnson for sure was concerned about that. Steve Daines was concerned about that. Ultimately, both of them voted for the Senate version of the bill. So how do you expect this to ultimately be resolved? Will it be with deductions, or do you think it'll be a rate reduction?
I think that the House's action to provide a special 9% tax rate for small businesses on the low end and maintaining a cap at 25% is attractive to senators, but I happen to think that the boosted deduction, it initially started at a little over 17% for small businesses on the Senate side, that went past 20 in the final version. The deduction's probably going to prevail there.
Let's talk about the corporate tax rate. The president wants it at 20%, and right now we're hearing rumblings that it could get bumped up to 22%, partially in an effort to balance things out between corporations and small businesses in terms of the relief they're getting, and also potentially to reduce the amount of deficit added over the next decade. So where do you expect the corporate tax rate to end up here?
Well, a very large coalition of citizen groups led by National Taxpayers Union just sent a letter up today to Congress and the conferees saying, you agreed on a 20% rate in the framework among the so-called Big Six earlier this year. Both bills have a 20% rate. We encourage you to stick with that as you do your good work. I think that's an important message because 22% or so is roughly the current rate that most of our trading partners are averaged at in terms of the corporate income tax. That doesn't include the state corporate rate that's on top of the federal rate. So if we go with 22 in our bill, we're not at parity with our trading partners. We're still higher.
We're talking with Pete Sepp. He's president of the National Taxpayers Union. And Pete, let me get your response also to some of the concerns and criticisms we're seeing from the Democrats who have pretty much voted against this en masse in both chambers. First of all, there's debate over whether dropping the corporate rate down to 20% or 22, but let's say 20%, and providing the relief that we've talked about to small businesses, whether that will actually lead to job creation. Skeptics on the left have said that ultimately that will just go to shareholders and to fat cat bonuses and so forth. What does the history show us on this about whether this will actually create more jobs, create more expansion, and get this economy growing even faster?
The history does show strong job creation as well as wage growth among workers. by reducing corporate income taxes. In fact, even the Congressional Budget Office, which is one of the more skeptical agencies about the impacts of tax reform, says that at least 25%, 25 cents on every dollar of corporate tax rate reduction accrues to the benefit of wages among workers. Some of it goes to shareholders, which of course is a fine thing considering tens of millions of retirees and state and local pension plans depend on good shareholder returns. So this is something that benefits the entire economy, not only with job creation, but additional business opportunities for small businesses, as well as better returns for retirees and those saving for retirement.
What about the middle class? That's been a major focus here. A middle class tax relief is what the president says he wants. The Democrats say ultimately it's the middle class that foots the bill here. So obviously we're looking at two different versions. We don't have a final bill yet. But in terms of the general approach, the general philosophy here, how does the middle class make out? And are there pockets that will actually end up paying more, as some suggest?
The bills are getting better all the time in that regard. When you take a look at the Joint Tax Committee's own score of where the distribution of the tax relief will be, and you isolate it for the income and estate tax effects, we'll find that the income level of $50,000 to $75,000 will receive a 28% tax cut. Millionaires, a 4% tax cut. That is an incredibly progressive tax reduction that is skewed very heavily to where it should be, the middle class.
Pete, exit question. I'm sure we'll have a chance to chat maybe before this final bill gets a vote in both chambers. But we're actually to the point now that we couldn't get to in terms of the debate over health care. So how confident are you that, in fact, the president will be signing tax reform / tax cut legislation before Christmas?
Before Christmas, I'm now 80% confident. If we want to get to 100, more citizens have to contact their members of Congress and tell them, keep working on this deal. We're almost there.
And, of course, the reality of politics is you get the best deal you can. If I had asked you 6 months ago, hey, this is the bill that'll probably pass later this year, how excited would you have been?
I would have been pretty excited because many of the fundamental principles we've wanted, middle class tax relief, simplification, economic growth, they're still in there. We, of course, could have done more, and we will do more in 2018.
Well, a lot to watch. Pete, thanks as always for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Pete Sepp is president of the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.